There are so many cares and concerns, stresses and strains that we face in life day to day. But as much as they occupy our attention and consume our energies, one day they'll all be gone. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And how that all ends up for you will depend entirely on whether you choose to put your trust in Jesus or not. Now, most of us know that Jesus promised the gift of eternal life to those who put their trust in him. But you and I have both lost friends and loved ones. We've been at their funerals. One day they're here, the next they're a cold body in a wooden box. So whilst believing in this whole eternal life thing is fine in theory, let's be honest, in practice, it's darn difficult to wrap your mind around. We know that when we die, our bodies are either cremated or they decay in a coffin in the ground. So how does this whole resurrection, eternal life thing actually work? The Apostle Paul, as we've observed recently, often resorts to rather direct, rather blunt ways of saying things, no more so than in answering this question for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 and 36. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? What kind of body will they have? These are stupid questions. When you plant something, it must die in the ground before it can live and grow. Not a bad analogy, that. The idea of a seed which appears to be dead growing into a plant. We'll look at that more tomorrow. But for now, let's simply know this. If you believe in Jesus, then that inevitable coffin is not your ultimate destination. That's God's word fresh for you today. Hallelujah. And when you believe in Jesus, you have victory over death, and indeed, victory over your present circumstances, which is why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find that YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.